This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pleased to welcome longtime Raiders offensive lineman Lincoln Kennedy, who's now part of the Raiders broadcast crew and is joining us from Phoenix. So, Lincoln, it was kind of cool this week to have some NFL news that had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus. When you see these unbelievable eye-popping numbers, Monopoly money for Patrick Mahomes, what do you think?
Well, it's unfortunately for the AFC West, including the team that I cover, the Raiders, we've got to deal with them for the next 12 years. But I think everyone knew that was going to happen. Anyways, franchise quarterback and such a talent, you know, he wasn't going to go anywhere. And you know, everybody was talking about Dak Prescott's and Aaron Rodgers' deals up to this point. You knew Mahomes was going to break the bank. Now, you have to think of, you know, because football, we've seen this kind of thing before where you got these quarterbacks that get these huge contracts. How does that affect the rest of the team? But right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are rolling high. They've still got a number of their players under contract. In my opinion, they're the best team in the AFC. So, you know, they're probably going to be Super Bowl bound again. Might as well lock up your quarterback.
It's interesting that you bring up the AFC West, because I was thinking through the eyes of, say, a Deshaun Watson, a Dak Prescott, who are probably doing cartwheels, thinking about what this might mean for them in the QB market. But in the AFC West, yeah, there's no getting away from Patrick Mahomes if you're a defense in that division.
Yeah, you're right about that, and you got to play him twice if you're in AFC West. So it's not boding well for the other three teams that are in that division.
I know that it's monopoly money to a lot of people, a lot of sports fans, but why is Mahomes worthy of this type of a deal that breaks the bank?
Such an incredible talent, and really what he's done in the pro game under Andy Reid has kind of changed the future, if you think about it, the future of the NFL. Now you've got, like, Kyler Murray coming out. You've got people that are looking for that type of quarterback that has that sort of that baseball-style talent, or that can be nimble but also throw on the move. That's the new transition to the game. So that's what the future quarterbacks looks like. More importantly, what Patrick has been able to do in such a young time in his career, young part of his career, is really take offenses to the next level. You've got coaches and other teams around the league that are not necessarily trying to figure out how they can stop him defensively, because the Kansas City Chiefs just have so many offensive weapons. Now you're trying to figure out how you can keep up, almost like Big 12 football, where, you know, it's almost like arena style, where the last team that has the ball has a chance to win, because you're going to have the touchdowns going back and forth.
I wondered this at times, and I've talked to other NFL players who will say, man, I wish I was a quarterback. But does this type of a contract ever create a divide in a locker room where people see Patrick Mahomes with this incredible deal and all this money, and yet there are guys who are making minimum wage, even veterans?
No, you know what? One of the rules around the locker room is you never try to get in between a guy and his money. And more importantly, you want it. Well, it's true. Actually wanted guys to raise the bar, because you feel that other positions will have to raise suit. Think of it as an offensive tackle. Here I'm thinking, if you've got a $40 million quarterback, you damn sure better play your offensive tackle good money, because you want to keep him protected, right? But that's sort of the logic that goes into it. So it's never been a count of being envious. If you're a quarterback, you're obviously looking for an opportunity. Like, Dak's already got his deal for the franchise year. But when he goes to the table next year, you better believe he's going to be eyeing that deal. And as you mentioned, Deshaun Watson and other quarterbacks following suit.
So, Lincoln, what does a quarterback like Mahomes mean when it comes to free agency and attracting other players that might fill key roles down the road?
You know what? Depending on how the contract was structured, you might be limited in free agency. Kansas City Chiefs have never really been a team that went out and ventured and did a lot in free agency. They were more in-house bred with a, you know, raising their own. But it depends on how this type of contract, how this type of deal sort of the horse collars you in the future. Now, look, I'll be completely honest. You know, with it being a 10-year deal, I can honestly say that I see Patrick Mahomes probably getting 5 years' worth of this money, and then, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs are probably going to have to retool or sort of figure out where to go from there, because it's such a huge commitment to one player. It's got to work you some years down the line, depending on how it was done and written.
Lincoln Kennedy is a former offensive lineman for both the Falcons. Do you remember that time in your career?
No, I chose to forget it. I didn't have fun with Jerry Glanville or June Jones, so I don't.
We don't speak of that. Okay, so mostly then the Oakland Raiders, which is, of course, how we know you. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio now, in the world of media, the dark side, as I call it. yeah, so welcome, although I know you've been doing it for a long time on the Believe Network and with the Raiders. The contract, though, and you mentioned the salary cap, the contract itself is something that the front office has to deal with. But in terms of his talent, how much does that potentially bring in guys who just want to play with someone like him?
Well, I mean, that there you go right there, because you think about it, if you're a tight end or a receiver, and you'll kind of be attracted to that, because you know he's going to get you the ball, right, if you got talent. So that bodes well for you. And then on top of that, the fact that the Chiefs will be winning bodes well for other free agents to want to do it. It's just a case of how much money they're willing to get. You got to remember, teams like the New England Patriots, who, you know, you don't see that happen, but for the past two decades, they've been able to win consistently, and they haven't had, you know, big salary cap issues, because guys have come over and agreed to take less money, and many times, mostly Tom Brady, to play there because they knew they were going to win. Well, if that's the case with the Kansas City Chiefs, then you probably have a lot more options at free agency. But if not, if you have guys who want to break the bank or break the bank with contracts, they're probably less likely to go to the Kansas City Chiefs, because you can't pay everyone that much money.
As a lineman, would you prefer blocking for a pocket passer or a guy who moves around?
Well, my career, the latter part of my career with Rich Gannon, I understood his timing, and he was somewhat of a mobile quarterback, because after he went through his progression, he was going to tuck the ball and run. and after the first year or so, getting too familiar with that sort of timing, I didn't have a problem with it. I used to go to Rich when we first started playing together, and like, look, dude, I need to know where you are, because I'm trying to protect you. And if you're scrambling around or running around like a chicken with his head cut off, then I can't stay in front of the defender between you and them. So once getting that timing down, it was understood and it was okay. In Patrick Mahomes' case, you got to think about it. I've seen many of his offensive linemen just turn around and watch, because he's been so great at improvising, much like Russell Wilson in Seattle. But at the same point, you know, there's times where you got to have balance to your game, and that's what the great thing about Andy Reid. Andy Reid gives, in that offense, gives so many options. Ball's not really going to stay in the hands of Patrick Mahomes so long. And if you watch that playoff run last year, Amy, think about what the Tennessee Titans tried to do. They tried to rush three, which is a lineman's dream in the National Football League, rush three and have a spy. But the spy wasn't fast enough to keep up with them. So defenses are still on their heels on how to slow this offense down, which gives the ultimate advantage to offense, and including the offensive line.
Mm. Offensive linemen certainly are down there in the trenches. There's a lot of bodily fluids being exchanged, Lincoln. You guys are in close quarters. There's defensive linemen, linebackers who are breathing on you, spitting on you. How concerned, or I guess it could be concerned or it could be confident, I'm not really sure, but what's your perspective as we think about trying to play football and trying to do it in the midst of a pandemic where this virus is so contagious?
Without a true vaccine, I don't know how you do it. I mean, the thing is that there are going to be, you already had players who were exposed and tested positive for COVID. So that's going to be there no matter what. And if you want to have business as usual, I've said on my show, my formats, that I think the NFL has to come out with a disclaimer that if you catch COVID, because you're young, because you're in shape, you probably have a better chance of battling it. We can't be responsible for your family. But more importantly, NFL clubs don't want to be held liable if one of their players catch COVID during playing. You got to give a disclaimer, you know. And I leave it up to the individual. In a sense like this, Amy, if I'm patrolling a club, I go to all my players and I say, sign this disclaimer. not holding us liable if you catch COVID. If you want to play, you can play. If you don't want to play, you're not going to lose your place on the team. We'll just void this year of your contract, and then you know we'll move forward because it should be better next year, and leave it up to the players. Because believe me, well, what we've seen with workouts around the country, guys are going to play. So they're not going to hold back. And I don't know how you prevent, you know, someone from catching it, as you mentioned, all those things. You can't have big guys wear face masks because they're going to have trouble breathing.
Right.
Or guys in general. So, you know, I think that option is kind of out of the window. And I don't know how you play football. I know coaches right now are trying to determine how you practice, how do you prepare, how do you play football and not expose guys. It's going to be there. So it's a foregone conclusion that guys are going to test positive. It's just, you know, where did you go from here? Or hopefully, you know, no one really gets a severe or passes on to someone in their family that it hurts them or that they die from it, you know?
Lincoln, if one of your teams, let's say the Raiders, came to you and said, here is this waiver, you can sign it, you can play, or you can, as you point out, you can step away for a year until the virus is more under control, would you sign it?
It depends on where I am financially. Because you know this, Amy, the players only get paid when they're in season, right?
Right.
And football players notoriously, unfortunately, are the worst about preparing or saving money. They don't have the benefit of guaranteed contracts. Someone like Patrick Mahomes, who's just made a ton of money, could probably sit the season out if he chose to. But some of the core players are down to just making the minimum or close thereof. They need this money. They need this money to survive. So you're asking a person, you know, whether they want to work or choose not to work. And that's why I said it's got to be up to the choice of the players. And you don't hold it against them. Because just like in the basketball bubble, we've seen players, you know, say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth it. I've got kids or, you know, I don't want to bring it home. You know, that's their choice. And I don't hold it against them if they so choose. Or they just don't feel like doing it. That's their choice. I wouldn't want a person in the locker room who didn't want to be there. Let me say that.
Ah, that makes sense. So if a guy chooses to play, you need him to be all in because
Absolutely.
Otherwise it's not going to work anyway.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And if he's not all in, then it defeats the purpose because in team games, I need everyone to be on the same page.
Lincoln Kennedy is a former Raiders offensive lineman, now with the team as an analyst, also on Believe Radio Network, Fox Sports Radio. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The idea of creating a bubble won't work for the NFL. So we're seeing other teams do it, but it's not going to work, other leagues, excuse me, but it's not going to work for football. How responsible, how committed do you think NFL players would be that they will choose to sequester, to quarantine, to do everything they can to prevent getting the virus and then follow all the health and safety protocols?
Again, it's on an individual basis because it depends on the person's maturity level. Look, I mean, we've got people, and I know you live on the East Coast, you've got people who refuse to wear a mask.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it left and right. So they're not necessarily taking the extra precautions. They think it's, you know, in their mind, they think it's an overblown flu. And, hey, we'll just go through the motions and do what we need to do. So it depends on how seriously you take it. But you can understand this. If a guy's just coming into the league, just got drafted out of college, and he's going to play in the National Football League, do you expect him to just go to work and practice and go home afterwards? Come on now. How likely is that? Unless the country continues to be closed down where there's nowhere to go. But even then, you still have people who are throwing parties in their backyard or out by their pool.
Well, and even then, or if that would happen, it's hard to justify football in
exactly.
The middle of all of that. If the country would shut down again, it's hard to justify putting a bunch of people together to play football. Lincoln is joining us from Phoenix, Arizona here After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. What about playing in an arena or a huge stadium with no fans?
That would be different. That would be odd. They would have to pump in the noise. I just know that, look, either that or they turn off the mics because you're going to hear a bunch of things that are trash talking that's on the field if you don't. You know what I mean? So you got to pump in the noise and give something like that. But for football's sake, what I will say this is that football translates well on TV. And even, you know, the Raiders have built a brand new stadium in Las Vegas, as you know, and
right.
The Legion Stadium. And it would be a shame not to be able to have that full of fans, but we're just under a different time. Now, it's not going to be forever. Obviously, after everything passes and subsides, we'll kind of get back to some sense of normalcy, I hope. But for the time being, football translates well on TV. And you see all these big TVs and these man caves, if you will, that are going up in every household. It would not be that hard. It would be hard on the players. It would definitely be hard on the players because there's an energy that you get whether you're on the road or whether you're at home, that comes from the crowd. And without that, it'd be a little bit different product. But I think the product is going to be different no matter which way you do it this year.
For sure. So it's funny, we talk about the Raiders, and I mentioned Oakland because that's obviously where you played for them. And sometimes I forget that they're moving to Vegas because it's kind of been pushed to the back burner. But how much excitement is there with the organization as they finally get ready to make this big move to a market that's hungry for pro sports and for football?
It really is exciting. And I've polled the people and took the pulse of the city when I've visited many times. The stadium's gorgeous. The fact that you can see the strip out of an open portion of it just, adds to the ambiance that you really want to be there, and you can't wait for whether it's concerts, the draft, or football to be in the stadium. So everyone's really excited. It's really new for a lot of people, including the staff, because there were some people that were working on the staff that made the transition from Los Angeles back to Oakland when it happened in the 90s. But for a whole new city like this, I'm so happy for the team and the organization because they finally get their own field. It was shameful to me, playing when I did, because we had to share the field with the baseball team. And it was like we were the last team to do it. And so it was like all these other big stadiums are going up around the town and around the country, and we still have to share with the A's. But, the fact that they got their own stadium and you're on a new frontier and a new opportunity in the city, as you mentioned, that's hungry for professional sports. Look, I'm a gambler, so I'll be playing poker most nights and trying to make my way over to stadiums when it's time to go.
Is it weird? I've always wondered this. Is it weird to run from grass to dirt and then back again on a field that was also set up for baseball?
I'll be honest with you, as an offensive lineman, I loved it because defensive guys didn't know what to do. They couldn't handle it, especially opposing teams, because they weren't used to it. They were used to just being on solid surface all the time. So as an offensive lineman, I was going to take you for a ride and push you on skates because you didn't really know how to prepare for it. But I loved it. I didn't mind it. It was those pretty boys that didn't like to fall in it.
That true home field advantage. Mm-hmm. All right, Lincoln, so let's talk just straight football about the Raiders. What do you need to see from John Gruden, from the team this year, to feel like this era, so to speak, that it's going to stick, that it's going to work?
A growth out of Derek Carr. The fact is that Derek has been the quarterback since Gruden came and has been there, and they've established a relationship, a rapport, but it really hasn't gotten done on a consistent level. And so it's now that next step. Now Derek Carr can't have any more excuses. He's got an offensive line. They didn't play together a lot last year, but they're touted to be one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League this season. And then he's got a running game, and he's got a tight end. Now he's got receivers. Really, there's no more excuses. His understanding of the offense, I hope he doesn't try to throw the ball on the ground anymore as much as he did last year. But his understanding of offense and to transcend them, take them to next level, you need to score a lot of points to beat teams like Kansas City in the league.
For sure. And offensive line is critical. You guys don't get enough credit, I feel like. Since too often people only notice the offensive line when a quarterback gets sacked.
Yeah, true story. I used to tell people all the time, you don't get too much credit. And I said, look at my wife. Look at my lifestyle. You think I'm suffering? I'm good. I don't need that notoriety. I'm good.
Lincoln Kennedy on Twitter at LKennedy72. So longtime NFL offensive lineman with the Raiders and now works for them with Compass Media. You can also hear him on Believe Radio Network and Fox Sports Radio. It's great to have you on the show, Lincoln. Stay safe. We'll do it again soon.
To you and all your listeners, please do the same thing. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.